revision at your fingertips. What caused the boom in the 1920s? This question focuses on American industry and why it was so spectacularly successful in the 1920s. This question isn't about the effects of the boom. It isn't about how there was poverty in certain parts of America still or why the boom came to an end. Remember, keep it focused to answer the question. It is important to note that America's economy had been growing since the 19th century. It had experienced massive growth during the Industrial Revolution, and the railway boom had given it an incredible new impetus to move westwards and to exploit the vast raw materials that America had to offer. On top of those raw materials like oil, coal, and iron ore, the Americans also had a burgeoning population. A high birth rate and new immigrants meant that there was a massive pool of labor to be exploited in the United States by big business. On top of that, there was also a huge market for goods without having to compete overseas. America was ideally placed to take advantage of the new industries and technologies at the start of the 20th century. They'll make great headway in the car industry, in chemicals, and in the new electrical industries. America's progress in these industries was given a spectacular boost by the First World War. The Germans, who had been leading in many of these areas, now had to concentrate on war production and fell behind, particularly in chemicals. Britain and France and other allies also needed many of the supplies that only America could now provide. America could also exploit the markets which other powers, from having to fight in the war, had now lost. America had a very, very successful war, which was made all the better when America actually joined it, and then was on the winning side. American industry was helped by the government policies in the 1920s too. Republicans believed in laissez-faire. That meant to leave business alone, to get on with its own affairs. This meant that sometimes workers, even children, were exploited in the workplace. But it was the American way, and that's the way that was seeming to be so successful. Low taxation meant that businesses could grow and make great profits without the government taking too much away from them. Many businesses took great advantage of this, particularly the trusts. These trusts dominated massive areas of the American economy and made their owners incredibly wealthy. But American business was about business and not about regulation. The Republicans also introduced tariffs. This meant that American industries were shielded from foreign competition. In some respects, this was good for American business because it meant that they didn't have to compete with these overseas competitors. But at the same time, other countries would rather not trade with America if they couldn't have a fair bargain. As a result of this, it led to many of the problems in the later 1920s. American industry made great strides in improving productivity. The use of the latest machines and production line technology meant that American products could be made cheaper, more effectively, and more efficiently than anywhere else in the world. Mass production was seen at its finest in the motor industry, and in particular in the Ford Motor Company. Henry Ford was a great believer in the principles of mass production. His Model T Ford became an icon of the success of the American economy in the 1920s. In 1911, when the first came off the production line, they cost $1,200. By 1920, the price had gone down to $295 as a result of the improvements in efficiency made in his factories in Detroit. By 1929, there were 26 million cars on the roads of America. That's more than the rest of the world put together. The phenomenal success of the car industry led to many improvements in many other sectors of the economy. The raw materials producers of glass, rubber, iron, etc. found that there was a great demand for their products from the car industry. On top of that, road building was also very spectacular. By 1929, 1 million kilometers of roads had been established in America, more again than anywhere else. On top of this, the motor car encouraged people to change the way they lived their lives. People moved out and lived in suburbs instead of near the center of cities, as a result of which there were new services and facilities for them, such as shopping malls and cinemas, which were building up on the outskirts of towns. The whole landscape of American cities was changed and transformed by the motor car and the roads and the suburbs, which were a product of them. On top of the motor industry, there was also a massive rise in consumer goods. For example, with electrification in the big cities, many people now wanted radios, fridges, vacuum cleaners, washing machines, and things to improve the quality of their lives.
Business were able to boost their sales through very, very vigorous advertising campaigns. They used mail order catalogues, they used billboard posters to appeal to the passing motorist, they advertised on the new radio shows. All of these made products much, much more desirable to the American public. The boom in consumer goods was helped by the accessibility of easy credit to the American public. They didn't have to pay for everything all at once. Now they could buy now and pay later over a series of installments. That way you could get a car all in one, or your fridge, or your radio. Saving for a rainy day was out of fashion. Now it was all about spend, spend, spend. By 1929, there were 10 million radios and 20 million telephones in the United States. Again, it was the world leader. The success of the American economy was reinforced by Wall Street. Booming industry led to a boom in share prices. Millions of Americans speculated on the stock market in the hope of getting rich quicker. As the good times rolled in the 1920s, millions gained from the high dividends paid out on shares and sold their shares for a much higher price than what they bought them for. Although it wouldn't last, for the 1920s it seemed like everyone could get rich this way. A final factor to consider here is the American state of mind. Many Americans believed it was their right to have the nice car, the nice house, enough food on the table, and so on and so forth. Americans believed they had a right to be rich. Americans were confident that the good times would continue and that they would be able to reap the benefits of all the new products which were available. So there you have it. The boom was caused by a multitude of different reasons, some of which are more important than others, but it is very important to bear in mind that it isn't just down to one factor. It was down to America's huge, huge economic potential, the legacy of the First World War, the policies pursued by the government, the new techniques, the new industries which were being brought up, the consumer boom, the motor industry, advertising and easy credit, and, behind it all, the American belief that anyone can be rich.